Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
All right, everybody, shake your hips. Doggies, too.
Ooh, it's time for Warren Eckstein, the professor of poodles and poodlery, is here. Never been introduced that way, Warren, right? I always try to find something exciting and new to bring you in. He's the host of the Pet Show, and there are lots of discussions about poodles, well as other dogs, your cats, whatever you got around. I saw a picture on Facebook last night. Meredith was going through her pictures with me, and there's a picture of a cat holding a little turtle. The cat was actually a kitten, and there's a little tiny turtle that was between its paws, which I found interesting. Isn't it true? I want to get to a couple of things that I got to do about for Cedarside first, but I'm thinking, Warren, that there are probably some very interesting pictures and realities of various animals getting along with other animals that you would never expect to be compatible. Let's talk about that in just a second. If you need to keep the bugs out of your home and away from your family, Cedarside, C-E-D-A-R, Side, C-I-D-E, Cedarside, is the answer. And the website, cedarside.com, is where you will find all the information about natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside.com. Get rid of things that will harm your family, your pets, your home, your lawn. Cedarside. Go to cedarside.com. Use the coupon code Doug and get free shipping for whatever you order. Or you can call and talk to the operator who's there to handle the order if you feel better about doing that. 800-842-1464. It's using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Kind of a cool concept. 800-842-1464, or go to cedarside.com and use the coupon code Doug for free shipping. All right, so Warren, the kinds of things that we don't expect to happen when it comes to pets and compatibility, it appears that dogs don't like cats, for example, or they don't like squirrels, but there's always an exception to that sort of thing, right?
Yeah, the exception is the rule. The majority of dogs do very well with cats. The majority of cats do very well with dogs. So it's that fallacy of dogs and cats not getting along. I don't often say this, but at one point in my life, I owned. I lived with 30 rescued dogs and 27 rescued cats.
Oof.
They all got along. They were all friendly with each other. But it's all a matter of socializing and exposure. Obviously, if they're not exposed, they're not going to get along. Listen, I used to have a cockatoo that used to ride on the back of my cat.
Really?
And you would think birds and cats don't get along, but it's all how they're socialized. Animals have a better, a much easier time of adapting than even people do.
Yeah, all right. There's a video that we had posted at DougStephan.com the other day from the folks at the Australia branch of the World Wildlife Fund with a GoPro camera. They gave a turtle's eye view of the Great Barrier Reef. I find things like this fascinating. What you can do, you've seen pictures that have come from dolphins that have had cameras, dogs even. We were thinking about doing the Charlotte cam and putting a camera on my cows, too, to get in the world from their perspective, at least what they see. What do you think is the best example? Hey, I'm sure you've experienced a lot of these sort of things. What's the best example of this, Warren, you can think of?
The best example is I just went to a special service for 9/11 last week. And as you know, I spent time there with New York City Police Department Canine Unit.
Right.
And some of the dogs were wearing cameras because they were able to get into places that we couldn't. And then we were able to visualize and see if there was anything there. So I think the concept of police dogs wearing cameras and other dogs wearing cameras, I think it's a great idea. I think we're going to, and even animals in the wild, because we can learn it from them. Once you put a person, once a person gets involved, the animal's kind of like not himself. If the animal just has the camera on him, then we'll get a real image of what's going on.
Did you talk about on your weekend radio show, the Pet Show's heard around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, Warren talking about pets, etc., about the Oakland Zoo launching a way to raise money They've got paintings that are done by their animals.
Listen, I've been to the Museum of Modern Art. I like the animal paintings. I understand them a lot better than I do some of the abstract paintings I've seen at other museums.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea and a great way to raise money, too.
It is. And fascinating to see how creative it is. You can check that story out and some of the paintings at DougStaffan.com. You have posted on your Facebook page a story and information about what it's like to live in a dog retirement home. A doggy retirement. I didn't know these places existed.
Yeah, it's a great idea. It's something that's more up and coming. Let's hold off for next week. I want to do a whole report on retirement homes for pets. I think it'd be a great thing to talk about.
Retirement homes for pets. All right, don't let me forget. Don't let me forget. Warren Eckstein, check out his website, thepetshow.com, and also check out hugsandkisses.com.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.